listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at a time when God said to his people, "Return to me." Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3, where we read, "Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts." Zechariah began his prophecy with a call to repentance and a call that remembered the poor spiritual heritage of Israel and Judah. The sin of their fathers doomed the nation to exile, and Zechariah warned the people to remember the same could happen again to them. However, we should remember that these weren't bad people, so to speak. These were the remnant that returned from Babylon. Hundreds of thousands of people went into the Babylonian captivity, and only about 50,000 returned. Those who did were the most committed to the Lord and to the restoration of Jerusalem. Yet even they, some 18 years after returning to the Promised Land, they needed to hear and they needed to heed the warning of the Lord. The bottom line was that adverse circumstances discouraged God's people, and they wondered why God seemed so far away. The land was still desolate after 70 years of neglect. The work was hard to rebuild and to restore. They didn't have a lot of money or manpower. They suffered crop failures and drought. Hostile enemies resisted the work. And then they remembered their easier times in Babylon. Each of these circumstances made them feel that God was far away. Therefore, God used Zechariah to assure them that he was not distant. If they would return to him, he would return to them. And that's why Zechariah pled on behalf of the Lord, "Return to me, and I will return to you." Sometimes we wish God could make us return to him, instead of wooing us to return out of our own choice. We wish that we could just sit back passively and let God spiritually grow us without our own choosing or desire. Nevertheless, God wants our freely given love, so he prompts us to choose him and to return to him. Zechariah's words remind us of James chapter 4, verse 8. The verse says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." This is both an invitation and it is a promise. It's an invitation to come near to God, telling you that he wants you close to him. Friend, you don't have to persuade a reluctant God to accept you. He wants you to come close to him. Zechariah and James agreed on this. "Return to me, and I will return to you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." The invitation is open. But this is more than an invitation. It's also a promise. God promises to meet us running when we return to him. We are also reminded that if we are far from God, he hasn't distanced himself from us. We have distanced ourselves from him. Remember hearing a story once about an elderly couple. They drove down the road in their car with a front bench seat. Now, I don't know if you know what a front bench seat is. It's a seat that goes all the way across the width of the car. There's no like island. It's not two separate seats. It's one long seat in the front of the car. This elderly couple drove down the road with their car with a front bench seat. And as they drove, the wife noticed that in many of the other cars with couples in the front seat, the woman sat very close to the man as he drove. So she asked her husband, "Why is it that we don't sit that close anymore?" The husband simply answered, "I never moved." He was right behind the steering wheel as he had always been. She was the one who moved more distant from him. Friends, if we are far from God, he hasn't moved. We need to return to Him. God is open to receive you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.